Welcome into Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. I'm Mike Wobshaw, joined by a special guest, former Vikings linebacker Ben Lieber. The Vikings have a couple of linebacker spots open for competition this offseason heading into 2014. One of the guys vying for that spot is Audie Cole. We're going to break him down on the film using Ben Lieber's help.
Let's talk about Audie Cole.
All right, so this is a third and two situation.
Okay.
And the Vikings look to be in a man situation. You want to clamp down in third and two and not give these guys a lot of space. So Audie's responsibility right now is the running back with all these guys manned up with some help here at the free safety. So as we play this clip, Audie shows a lot of patience here. Normally, a lot of young guys would just, he knows right now, I've got to go get this guy because he's my responsibility. But he plays it smartly by just sitting back, waiting for the guy to come to him, knowing that I'm going to break downhill and stop him for, you know, a third down stop. So that's what he does here. You see his eyes the whole time. He knows his guy. He knows where he's got to go. But I'm going to let it play out just in case Flynn decides to run and escape, and I can provide some extra help. So he's doing two jobs here, keying the quarterback a little bit and playing his guy. Great break downhill and great tackle.
And I think what you would say about Audie Cole, his strength is to run downhill and hit in the run game. But he kind of uses that skill set right here on this play, running downhill and hitting.
Well, you always want to finish tackles through the ball carrier. And being a 6'5 framed guy and a big, stout guy, he brings a lot of punch to his tackles. So that's the case in point right there where, you know, he's not a small man as a running back. And he took him with his big frame and drove his feet and knocked him back. And that's what you want on every tackle.
This is fun. Let's keep picking on the Packers.
So this next play, I love this next play because it shows a very savvy veteran move. And I'm going to go ahead and just fast forward this sack and get to the end zone copy because this is where you can really see the savviness for such a young player. And this is where a lot of coaches want to get every linebacker to blitz. So check this out. It is a blitz. We just saw it. It's a Mike blitz. Everybody was manned up. Chad Greenway is manned up on Starks here, the running back, and you can see by his body language and whatever. Look at where Audie's eyes are. He's looking this direction
right,
at the number two receiver.
Yeah.
So when these guys get their count, and Flynn is also getting the count for blocking schemes, trying to figure out what the coverage is. He's leaving Audie out of the picture because he sees his eyes not on the quarterback and not in a gap or not on the running back. His eyes are telling me this guy's in coverage. This guy's going to provide help to whatever inside receiver, probably Jordy Nelson, the number two. So as the play starts, look how late he comes on the blitz. This is what we call blitzing from depth, and we want to do this all the time. So many young guys, even veteran guys, get so antsy when they blitz, because like, oh my God, my number's called, I get to blitz, woo, this is great, right?
Yes.
And a lot of times you see these guys like creep up and they get in the line of scrimmage, and they give it away. But he does a great job of being patient and blitzing from depth. And this is a teaching tape on how to blitz, because it's effective.
I think if you go back to the sideline view and look at this play too, Audie makes this play happen because if he isn't pressuring the way he does and when he does, I think this is a first down reception as you let the tape go.
So again, he's looking at the number three receiver, just like you're saying. And if he's not there,
I think
look
that's
at the void.
Absolutely. I think that's a completion.
They're running this guy off here, and the leverage that Jordy Nelson has on Sherrill's right there, if that's a touch pass in the right situation, absolutely that's a catch.
We know Audie can run downhill and hit. That's his strong suit. If he's going to be a starting caliber linebacker, he's going to have to play in space and make plays in the passing game. He does that here on this play.
Yeah, he does. And he's shown a lot of maturity in the pass game, which is pretty impressive, again, for his age. But as you're going to see here, you're going to see a double slant concept where the number two receiver and the number three double slant. And normally the number three guy, the first slanter, is this a decoy? If they know that they have help on the inside receiver, they're going to decoy the middle linebacker, whoever the helper is, with that first slant, all knowing that their first read is that number two receiver. So again, savvy move and great coaching by Fred Pugich at the time to show him and teach him that when this first guy comes into your window, let him go. Right there, he lets him go.
Mm-hmm.
And right away, Cutler said, I'm going to the number two guy because that's my first read. And again, linebacker floats through the first window into the second window. A PBU really should have been an interception. But again, great job of him understanding double slant concepts, his understanding of windows and where he needs to be and where the most vulnerable position is on the field is that number two position.
Talk about a middle linebacker being the quarterback of the defense. Quarterbacks on offense have to read through progressions. Linebackers have to do the same, apparently, in coverage, and he does that.
Absolutely. We talk about route combinations and route progressions all the time as linebackers and as defensive concept, and he's shown a great mind for doing that.
Now, the question is, you're a linebacker teammate of his in the meeting room on Monday. Are you teasing him for dropping that interception, or are you applauding him for a good play?
You applaud him for the good play. Yeah. Like, hey, good job, Audie, getting through, but pick off the damn ball, man. Let's go. You got the ball in your hands. I mean, we joke about all that stuff all the time. I'm sure he had to do 10 push-ups or something after practice.
All right. Thanks, Ben. Appreciate it.
Thank you.